This recording will be for the regular meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education on June 16th, 2009, held at the school district office beginning at 1 p.m. This meeting will include the budget hearing for the final 2009 budget and the tentative 2010 budget.
I'm Jared Black, and we're begin by having the Pledge of Allegiance, if you'll all please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We need a motion to adjourn the regular meeting to public hearing for the purpose of receiving public comment on adoption of the final legal budget for the fiscal year 2009.
I'll move so.
And a second? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Yes, we need the drum roll.
Time for another exciting budget presentation. Just as a brief mention, we are doing something just a little bit different this year than in the past. As I looked at how other school districts did their budget hearing in June and filled out the financial report. In the past, the board has approved us to open and adjust the current year budget, but this meeting we should actually be approving the final current year budget instead of opening and adjusting it. So we have gone in the revised copy I gave you here, and this is a final budget for 2009, which in the past they haven't been final numbers that I've given you at this meeting. So these are final numbers that you're approving, just so you're aware of that. And in the presentation, I'm going to show some comparisons between the final budget for this year and then our proposed tentative budget for next year. So that's what we're looking at. Okay. We have received our assessed valuation and tax rate from the county, and so this budget does reflect these updated numbers. This is also a little bit of a change from prior years. We've not had these numbers in prior years, so this is good to have. Our assessed valuation is the $1,728,000,000, and this is, just to give you a comparison, last year's was about $1,685,000,000, mm-hmm. So there was some growth in the county this year, which did surprise me a little bit, but a good thing always to see growth in the county. The legislative estimates are as of June 12th, which is last Friday. We have an estimated fall enrollment of the 2293, and it certainly will be different from that, but that's the best numbers we have that have drawn up to this point. Jackie put together an anticipated full-time equivalencies. This would be number of positions, counting full-time, part-time, etc. This is 265, and anticipated number of employees is 326. And then just for informational purposes, we have 7 funds in the district, meaning general fund, capital outlay fund, debt service, etc. And we have 72 programs, and each of those programs has to be accounted for separately and balanced separately, just to give you an idea of a little bit of the complexity of the budget that we operate. Okay, here are our base numbers for the budget. For the fiscal year 2010 tentative budget, $24 million, just a little bit above that. Also want you to be aware that about $500,000 of that is the student activities fund, which is actually revenues and expenditures that are operated at the school level, but we transfer them at the end of the year onto the district. So they you know, by and large, these are monies that are operated by the schools. The remainder of that is by the district. And then the fiscal year 2009 final budget comes in at just over $27 million. I do want to point out on this that you can't compare these two numbers directly, because once we get into fiscal year 10 and we finalize everything for fiscal year 9, we'll transfer fund balances into the fiscal year 10 budget. And so the fiscal year 10 does not include roughly $2 million in fund balance monies that fiscal year 9 number does include. So the actual difference is about $1 million instead of the $3 million that you see there. But based on the information we have right now, we think we can answer what we're doing. Are there any questions on that?
Okay.
All right, revenue sources budgeted. I'm just going to point out a couple of the things that are obvious. The first one I already talked about, which is fund balance. There's a large difference there. Now, a year from now, when we're looking at our fiscal year 10 final budget, the fund balance amount for fiscal year 10 will probably be similar to what you see for fiscal year 9. Okay. But the other large difference that you'll notice is in the state funding. It's about $1 million lower when everything's added up than what we've had this year in fiscal year 9. Okay. I wanted to talk just briefly about some of the budget reductions that we've been faced with this year. These are current year budget reductions that we've dealt with. $279,000 in ongoing reductions. And to give you just a brief idea of how we accounted for those reductions, $220,000 of that was taken from, it's really our most basic funding line item, which is K-12 funding from the state. And we reduced $120,000 of that in ongoing areas. A lot of those were in travel budgets. We also had a half-time FTE position that we included in that, as well as some supply lines and utilities lines, where we went through and projected how much we were actually going to spend, and we felt we were able to cut a little bit of the budget on those lines. The other $100,000 was taken from fund balance in different programs within the district. This was something that was unique to this year. Normally we couldn't do that, but there is, well, I should say was, because I don't think it's law anymore, but there was a law for this year that allowed us to draw from fund balance in other programs to cover those cuts. So we were able to do that. The other $59,000 was taken from our local discretionary block grant, which affected our ETI funding, and that is a technology budget that traditionally schools have received from the district. Schools did not receive that funding this year because it was cut and it wasn't there. So, okay, the other thing I wanted to mention on fiscal year 2009 is that, as you're all aware, the federal government gave a lot of money in what's known as stimulus money. It's called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, so we call it ARRA. But we actually received just under $1 million this year in ARRA funding, but that wasn't additional money. What the state did is cut what they were going to give us by that same amount and then supplemented it with the federal funding. So it didn't actually increase the budget at all. It was just a shift in where the revenue came from. Any questions at this point then? Okay, I know it's exciting. All right. I wanted to here give you a picture of kind of what we were dealing with in budget cuts for next year. And most of these numbers are close, they're not exact, and some of these numbers we really don't know exactly what they are yet. But our Social Security and retirement line, give you an idea, this year we have about $1.78 million in that line, and we're projecting in terms of ongoing funding that almost all of that is cut next year. Now the reason we can still balance the budget next year is because we'll receive federal stimulus money that will compensate for a good portion of that, but it's important also to recognize that a year from now that money won't be there. So hopefully the legislature or you know, other funding opportunities are there to compensate for that. So I just want to point that out because it is a large budget cut. As most of you are aware also, our quality teaching block grant was eliminated. We have in this budget proposed to fund a portion of that so the teachers still have their quality teaching days and levels. We also have a reduction in programs. This is where, in part of the state budget cutting, they said we're just going to take all of the miscellaneous programs that you run and cut them about 10%. So that's what that 10% amount is there. Another thing that we have to consider is that with interest rates the way they are, we aren't getting nearly as much interest revenue as we normally do. Just to give you kind of an idea, if I'm remembering right, about 2 years ago, a little bit after I started, we were earning about $500,000 in interest in our general fund, and this year we're just over $120,000.
Oh,
wow. So you have to account for that when we budget. So, yeah, the other little item there is that local discretionary block grant was eliminated, so we had to move a few things around and reduce a lot of programs that were funded, cut some of the funding in half in some of those programs, things like that, so that we could still fund what we needed to. Okay. This gives you a summary of what we're expecting to receive in total from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. In the current fiscal year, we're only receiving stabilization funds. And I better qualify that. We do have the opportunity to receive some of our Title I and IDEA funding. But in talking to John, we just felt it would be easier to start using that July 1st once we're in the new fiscal year. So we're not planning on accessing any of that budget in this year. We'll wait until July and access it in the next fiscal year. So in fiscal year 10, we will receive more stabilization money as well as Title I, IDEA, and IDEA preschool. All of those, Title I and IDEA, all of those monies have to be spent under the same rules and guidelines that John uses now for the regular money that we receive under those programs. So there's no additional flexibility, so to speak, in how those monies are used. Okay, now just to give you a quick overview of the certified tax rates. Again, these have arrived from the county, so these are the rates that we're looking at. In fiscal year 9, our state basic levy was 00-1250. Now, the state basic levy has not been set. This is set by the Utah Tax Commission and the State Office of Education. We'll get that number probably Friday or maybe Monday. So what I'd recommend is if you approve the tax rate, to approve whatever the state basic rate is set at. It should be close to that 1258, but we just don't know until they have to
set.
Yeah,
1258.
But that's from the county.
Okay.
Brenda calculates that number as closely as you can.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's just change that tax rate.
Alright. One thing to note is that we're not exceeding certified rates, which means that we're not required to have an additional tax rate hearing in August like we had the last couple of years, just so you're aware of that. But this just gives you a detail of the certified tax rate. A couple of things to point out. Our judgment levy will be zero this year, and we're also not going to levy a debt service. We have enough in the fund balance of that fund to pay for the debt service. The voted leeway will be higher. This was something that was voted on by the county back in 2006 and was never assessed the full value. And so while we will be assessing the full value, the overall tax rate is lower than last year. So we can still get it out. Any questions on tax rate? Okay, just briefly, and I have this slide here for 2009 and 2010. I don't think I'll go through each one. The percentages stay very close year to year, but it just gives you an idea of where we spend the majority of our budget, and obviously salaries and benefits is a big chunk of that. Okay. And then this is a breakdown of funds. I did say we have seven funds. There's one here that's not listed, which is we call Fund 76, and it's actually tied to the Student Activities Fund. But it's really small, and we're not required to do any reporting on it. So I didn't list it here. It also doesn't tie into the overall numbers of our budget. So. Okay, and then just to summarize, the budget that I have included today does include all cuts from state funding for fiscal year 9 and 10. It includes personnel updates, includes estimated cost of insurance increases. We budgeted a 15% increase for that. We still don't have a final renewal. We're waiting on that. But we have budgeted 15%. Also includes estimated utility cost increases and significant one-time funding, which must be replaced, or we'll be looking at further budget cuts a year from now. That's all I have. Happy to answer any questions.
Hey, are there any questions? Yeah, that's pretty cut and dried. We appreciate you putting that together for us, Jared. So if there's no comments, or we need a motion to declare the public hearing closed and the general session reconvene so that we can authorize some other stuff. So
I'd make a motion that we close the public session.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. We need a motion to adopt the final legal budget for fiscal year 2009 as presented by Jared. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, now I'm going to. I'm lost here for just a minute.
Motion to adopt the budget.
Okay, then we need a motion to adopt the final budget.
Tentative
budget.
I'll second that.
Oh, we're to the. Okay, wait.
Don't we need a motion for the final budget first?
The final budget we did, didn't we?
We just did,
we just did that. Okay, then. Okay. Then do we need to adjourn to the regular meeting to public hearing for purpose of receiving public comment on tentative budget for 2010?
That's what
yours was. Okay. All right.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Now we need any comments from that, from the tentative budget for 2010?
And I presented the same one today.
Right.
I guess, just so you're aware, we have to list the separate public hearings.
Okay.
Based on what the Utah Code says.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no comments, we need a motion to declare the hearing closed and the general session reconvened.
I move both those things.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, then we need a motion to adopt resolution approving the final tax rate as presented, including the final state basic levy rate, which will be set at a later date by the Utah State Office of Education and the Utah Tax Commission. It should be noted that the total proposed tax rate does not exceed the certified tax rate, and therefore it will not be necessary to hold a truth and taxation hearing in August, which was done previously. So,
I'll move.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So then we need a motion to adopt the proposed tentative budget for fiscal year 2010 as presented, including final tax rates previously approved.
I move.
Okay, and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Right. No, I moved it. Who else moved it? Oh, okay. Well, one, I seconded it then.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right. Now, we are to the consent agenda. The warrants, the minutes for May 2009 meeting, and the financial reports for May 2009. Any discussion on that, or anything that hasn't been cleared up just yet, or any questions that you might have? Okay, then we can have a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept them as we receive them.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So we have personnel action, approved names for approval.
I just have one name, Lacey Ann Cowley, as assistant drill team advisor at Emory High School, recommended by Mr. Davis. I think Lacey lives in Farron.
I know her. She's not one.
This is actually, we don't have a paid position as an assistant advisor. They just work that out with the whatever we have set there. But I'd recommend the board approve that.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve her.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah.
Okay, approval of project and funding for the 2009-2010 student built house.
We had a one-year break from this because we didn't provide the funding for the house that was built this year. But I would recommend that the board approve a project for next year with a budget of up to $150,000 for construction purposes for that project. That would be similar to what we've done the last 3 or 4 years with this. It needs to be a great program.
We're moving into the new.
Yes, the
law out there, where it's
so
be.
The houses will be a little bit different structure.
Yeah, we also have to do a little extra brick and steeper roof pitch and some things like that. So we'll probably be building at a little higher cost than what we had previously.
That within the $150,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Jim is planning on building on the lot that would be just to the south of the last house that we built there on the corner.
Okay. Turning the corner.
Yeah, I think it would be well to point out that the program is self-sustaining.
Yes.
Yes.
And I would move that we approve that.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, request for out-of-state travel for training by Wayne Roberts.
John.
That's John. Okay.
Like with policy, you all have to approve any travelers outside of the state of Utah. We have Wayne who needs to attend a OES Model training class in Illinois. We would have selected Las Vegas, but there weren't enough. The participation numbers, therefore we had to go to the home location in Illinois. I have the funds, the staff development funds, exclusively for staff development for technology that I'll be using to pay for that.
Okay.
And as a result, we can move forward with the open enterprise Linux version of Novell, which is our networking software. If you'd like more information, I'd be happy to pass along.
I think that's the time.
Training is not offered in the state of Utah.
Oh, we would.
Any discussion on that? Okay, the motion is in order.
I move we approve it.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, let's go to the superintendent's report.
Well, this will be short. Most of what I have is personnel issues that we'll take care of in closed meeting, but I just wanted to, all I have really is today is to recognize in the meeting passing of two former employees, Ruth Guyman, who passed away, who was a teacher in our school district for a number of years, and also just this last Friday, Bob Swinburne passed away. I understand his services are tomorrow at 11 o'clock, but certainly recognize their service to the school district honor them and recognize their passing and mourning today. And other than business that we have, or items that I have, personnel items, I don't have anything else to report today. Today was Jared's business day.
Oh, Jared's day. Okay, Jared, do you have any more for us? We'll turn some time over to you for your report.
I don't have a whole lot more. Just to let you know where we are with the track project at Emory High. When we scraped off the surface, there were some cracks in the asphalt underneath, and especially along the edges. And so we made the decision to put an overcoat of asphalt on the track. It needs two to three weeks to cure, and then they'll be back probably the last week of June or the first week of July to put the track surface on. So it should be finished by that point. And then also you may have seen the road project up by the junior high. They're progressing on that. I haven't heard a projected date for when they're going to be finishing, but I looked up there a few times and they're going on it. So.
Yeah, the floor and sand, the lunchroom too, that's just being completed.
Yeah,
in fact, I think just the baseboards and all of that.
No way.
Project to replace that floor and asbestos removal of carpet too. That's just finished up and they're waiting for carpet layers to come in there.
Both those schools, we had an asbestos removal.
Mm-hmm.
Both and
the cotton
was
that.
I guess I could also mention Janine's been doing the summer lunch program.
Oh.
And they've had right around 150 students at Farron most days. I think 120 to 130 at Huntington. Well, I guess I could say kids, not students, because
yeah.
0 to 18 can go. And Green River, I think she's been around 60. I think is the number she told me. So it's going fairly well. I think it's going about like she had planned it, and talking to some people that have been, I think they really enjoy it, and it's good for them. They appreciate it.
Before I came today, I went up around the elementary, and she said that they've had up to 170, and it's growing. It's 140 to 170, she said, basically, is what they're doing today. There's
but
a lot of cars there.
Monday to Friday.
We did have state office personnel here today looking at the program and doing the evaluation.
Okay.
Remind us of funding on that.
It's fully on a reimbursement basis. So the more kids that go, really the better off it is for the program. Adults can also purchase a meal. They have to wait until enough time has gone through that the workers feel like there's going to be enough food for all the kids. They can purchase a meal for $3.50, but otherwise it's strictly a reimbursement based on the number of meals.
Federal.
Is it federal?
Federal funded.
But they don't check their income. It's about anybody, right? Isn't that my understanding?
It's free for anybody.
It's free for anybody.
The intent, of course, is to provide it for those who need it. But the problem we have, I guess it's a problem, but the concern that some people are concerned about it, is that you can't identify those students any more than you can when you're in school. Who's on free or reduced to who's on regular lunch, you can't identify them. So there's no way to have a card or to identify those students or to point them out. So it's really open to all children.
Okay.
The idea is that those who need it the most will be there and will get it, but it's open to all children. It is reimbursed federally. So.
Okay.
I couldn't remember if the reimbursement was federal or state.
We'll really need to look at it and look at the success of it and determine what kind of personnel needs we're going to need in the future to maintain that kind of program.
We'll have that discussion too, and we make sure that
it's paying for
itself. Okay.
How much do they
reimburse
for
each
one?
You have to ask, because I couldn't remember.
$25?
I'm not sure. But I'll
find out
for you once in a while. Anything else? Yeah, I've heard the numbers, but I don't
remember. Can't remember either.
I don't remember, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Jared. Any public comment? Okay, I think we have personnel items.
Yes, we have personnel negotiation items. We also have a hearing for students, but we'll do that when they come.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead with our other closed meeting items, and then as soon as that's about 10, 15 more minutes when they get here, we'll interrupt them.
Okay.
Proceed with that.
So we need a motion to go into closed meeting?
I'll make that motion that we go into the closed meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Let's revise that motion to be reviewed by the principal.
Okay.
Maybe you're not the board.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And then the principal can make a different recommendation if they feel so inclined to. If they don't make that recommendation, the consultant can continue.
And I'll move that one.
I'll second that. I got to get two appointments and price.
That's
right. You just died, then. That's what it is. I died.